Bank of Cardiff, Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Jeremiah, this is Bob Grew.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Oh, hey.
Hanging in there?
We're hanging in there, I guess.
Good to hear, good to hear.
Well, let's dig back into it again. I did send off to Steve. We were looking at purchasing a truck. I didn't really hear much back from him. I don't know if you guys are having problems with your phone systems or what.
Yeah, we are having some issues over here, but we're getting that fixed right now. He did send me. Go ahead.
Yeah, what we're after is I've got to get myself geared back up for snow plowing here.
Okay.
Jeremiah. And obviously, you guys did pull a credit report on me, right?
Correct.
Do you have that information and be able to email it to me so I can see what it looks like?
Absolutely. Let me pull it up here. Give me one second.
Does it show what is out there?
It sure does.
Hammering away at my damn credit score.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We pay for it, so it's a very detailed report. Which,
good.
Yeah, it'd be great for you to see what you need to fix up and what's holding you back. You know.
Yeah, because I tell you, I'm running into walls everywhere, and I just can't have it until, you know. Obviously, I know I'll get a lot fixed once I sell my house here, but. You know, like I said, it's been a real trial the last 12 to 24 months.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You know, so I'm trying to, but I don't want this business. You know, I mean, these freaking snowplow contracts are coming back left and right, and I cannot disappoint these people.
Sure.
That's good cash flow through the wintertime, man. And I
sure. And now
we're going to get hammered this year, you know, here in the Midwest. So, you know,
yeah,
I've already got a truck picked out.
How much is it?
Jeremiah, huh?
How much is it for?
I sent the information to Steve. It's for $36,264, I think
it
was. Let me. I sent him the
invoice.
Invoice on it. Hold on just a second.
No worry.
Yeah. $36,264.40 is what the total was on it. Now, you know, since I didn't hear nothing from you, I did get qualified through Allied Financial, but there again, they want 20% down. And, I mean, it's not that I can't do it, but then I'm robbing cash flow to put as a down payment on a truck, which I was going to use the cash flow to buy snowplow equipment with.
Okay.
So, and I don't want to interrupt the flow of cash through this business.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, I still have the working capital offer I can do for you. How did the private investor meeting go? I know you were meeting with them on the weekend.
You know what? I never heard. It was actually through my insurance agent. He was going to be meeting. I was meeting with his accountant, and I haven't heard anything. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I'm not holding any kind of a. You know, I'm looking for what's going to help us out here with this business. And,
okay.
And like I said, it has to be where I feel comfortable, Jeremiah. I mean, I don't want to jeopardize this business at all because this is my life.
I understand. I understand.
So, okay. You know, like I said, you know, I've got other options of being able to, you know, to get this truck, but I also. I wanted to look at. Did you receive the same information from Steve on this vehicle here?
I did. I just don't have it. I have to look for it at this time. I don't have it right with me. I forgot where I filed it.
Can I ask you this? Can I
sure.
ask you this on this part? If we were to agree on working capital, but start off with a smaller amount. Just to see it, just to kind of give it a trial run, see how I feel with it. How would you guys feel with that?
Yeah, I we're comfortable with whatever you're comfortable with. Right? I want you to understand we're on your side. So we want this to work out because if you ever need money in the future, we want you to be able to just come to us and say, hey, I need more money. It worked out great. Since I'm an existing customer. I should be able to get a better rate, and that's what we do. Once you have your foot in the door with us, then we get you a better rate. So, I mean, if you feel comfortable with a smaller amount, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
We're not going to be the type to say, nope, you have to take this amount or it's nothing. Right? Like, because there's some companies out there that do that. We don't do that.
okay, and I, that's why I just don't want to do. Obviously, I mean, here's the hurdles, Jeremiah. As far as plow equipment, okay, if Allied Financial is willing, see, I mean, then I don't have, they don't have to pull, you know, pull any kind of reports or anything off of me.
Allied Financial, what are they charging you? How does that work? How do they not pull anything? I don't understand.
Yeah, I it's going through Sparta Chevrolet. It's one of their main, commercial lending companies.
That's awesome. That's great.
So, I mean, hey, if that works in my favor and I get, you know, a halfway decent interest rate, you know, to get us through the, you know, for the next 6 to 12 months,
yeah,
hey, that's what I need to get my, you know, get back on top of my repairing my credit score and mm-hmm. I basically just need time on my side.
Sure.
And so here's what I need. I mean, yeah, okay, I'd like to fix all the problems I have in the past, but mm-hmm. I just don't know if that's going to happen until I sell my house and get through. Right now, when we get to the end of the season like this, especially the spring, summer, and fall season, my receivable's been building up throughout the year, and I've been cash flowing everything. I pay for everything. So until now, once I start shutting down, I've got all this cash available to pay my bills and to roll me into the winter time. Well, I want to utilize. Obviously, I've got to look at it two ways. I got to buy something because last year, you know, Uncle Sam hit me real hard.
Yeah.
I didn't buy anything.
I understand. Section 179 is a beautiful thing.
So, you know, here, okay. Obviously, you know what? I'm back into the snowplow business
mm-hmm.
for, you know, 26 years now instead of thinking I was going to get out of it, but I'm down equipment. So we found a truck. I need to buy snowplow equipment to go not only with this truck, but the trucks that I actually do have. So right now I'm probably, I'm trying to think here just a minute what I'm looking at here. I'm thinking probably right around the $20,000 range.
Okay. 20K. So let me do some numbers here. All right. So do you need... So on the working capital program, there is a 2% origination fee that's applied to these... to the working capital loans. So do you want to net 20K after the 2% fee, or...
Yeah, let me grab my calculator just a minute, Jeremiah.
Okay, no problem.
I just want to punch some quick numbers right here, see what the heck we're looking at here. Okay.
So basically it would be, well, it's only $400 is the origination fee on 2% on 20K. So that would be deducted from the loan, so you would be netting $19,600.
Yeah, and originally I was what up to 20. What was our original amount? 26 something.
26,000. So the original we had 26,148 times 1.4. Was it 20? You would be borrowing 26,148. You'd be paying back 38,000. Now, I got you a much better deal than that, $38,000.
And you said if I paid it off early, I'd be saving myself how much?
6%.
6% on the
the total balance.
Yeah.
So if you owed $30,000 at that time and you wanted to pay it off, you'd save an extra $1,800.
Oh, $1,800. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Trying to think what the best way to go about this is.
Now, that's what I want to ask you. Do you want to go with a longer term, and you'll pay a little bit more interest, but it'll be more manageable for you? Or we can go shorter term. It'll be a little bit cheaper in interest, but it'll be more monthly. And I just want to make sure you're not, I don't want you putting yourself in the same situation where you're using all your cash flow. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right. Just to try to, you know, pay this and pay everything else.
Right. But yeah. Keep in mind, you need to get this so that way you have the business, right? So it's going to cost you a little bit more, probably the first few months, just because you need the piece of equipment. But once it's paid off, you're done. And the good news is you'll be building your business credit with us. You'll have your foot in the door, you'll have the machine, and you'll be getting business.
All right. Let me figure out what would it be on long term on $20,000.
Okay, so long term.
Let's say a net $20,000 with you guys.
Okay, so let's do 21,000 times. Okay, so if you borrowed $21,000, I just put $21,000. Your payback would be $29,820. Okay. So that's discounted. And over 18 months, you're looking at $1,656 a month, which is very manageable, and that will break
$1,656 a month.
Uh huh. And how that's broken down is daily, so we'll take around $75 a day, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. So this way you'll have.
I feel more comfortable getting somewhere down around like $50 a day.
$50 a day.
I don't see $50 a day. You know, I mean, I could fill up a truck and do anything with $50 a day.
Right. So okay. Let's do.
Let's see where that puts us at for doing something like that. Right.
Okay. Let me see. 1 point. Four, 18. Okay. Divided by 22. 71. Let's do 18,000. Okay.
What reason I'm doing this, Jeremiah, because I'm looking at, I owe basically $2,500 on my John Deere tractor, you know, and that payment is $850 a month. So basically it's looking like, you know, if I could stay right around $1,000 a month coming out of my account, more or less, I'm kind of having to use, you know, asset money in a sense, the way I look at it, because I'm borrowing high interest money. But at least I'm not really missing anything that I'm not already doing right now.
Right. Okay. If I get you around 18K, I can get your daily payment to around 64 a day.
64 a day. Okay. 64 a day. All right.
And what I went ahead and did for you is I waived a $250 ACH fee and then a site inspection fee of $350.
Okay.
So I took care of some fees for you on that.
Okay. And that would solve me. So that's 64 a day times.
22 days in a month.
22 days, 64 times 22. So that's $1,400 a month. So basically, if we're going down, I'm just trying to see what's in my head, even down to, so basically right around 15,000, it'd be about $50 a day, wouldn't it?
It would be around, $50 a day. Now, if you want to do, what I've done too before with some business owners, are you busier like during the beginning of the year, like February, March? Does business pick up? When does business pick up for you?
Business, the lulls in our season are usually going to be mid-March through 1st of April. That's a lull.
Okay.
Because you're in the, you know, you're shutting down with snow plowing, but see, you got your receivables built up with snow plowing coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your prepays for people that are starting up new contracts. They're coming in.
Okay.
But really, I mean, you know, that kind of rolls everything over and gets you going into the springtime, and until your receivables really start building back up, and you start to see a huge return on your receivables, usually about end of May, June, July, and August. So you'll see your monthly deposits seem to be the biggest then, and then they seem to be the biggest in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And obviously, if you looked at my, I'm sure you looked at my my bank statements, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the larger amounts on a monthly basis seem to be certain months.
Exactly. That's why I was asking when does it seem to pick up? Because the reason why is if you're expecting more money later on in the future, and if you want to, what some people do, some business owners do, they'll take out a little bit more to help pay for the payment. So they don't have to worry about it, right? So if your payment was $1,500 a month, they'd take out an extra $3,000, and it'll pay for 2 months. So they don't have to worry about using their cash flow to pay for 2 months, right? They could just focus on making money and just be in the zone with using the equipment that you're getting just on business and not worrying about how they're going to pay it. So when they get the loan, they'll take $3,000 out, put it in their bank account, not touch it, and understand that this will pay for 2 months of payments and will give them time to kind of catch up.
Okay.
So keep that in mind too. We can use up to $26,000, and yeah, your daily payment will be a little bit higher, but it'll give you time to really focus on your business. And of course, it's going to cost. Sure.
Let me ask you this question. Why can't I take out a smaller amount right now, and then if I need another smaller amount and things are going good, I can take out the rest?
We do allow that on some programs. So
I'm just asking that question. Hey, Jeremiah, let's just take 13, 14, 000, whatever. I'm just using that.
Right.
And then, hey, if it's going good and I paid it off and I feel comfortable, but I can see something coming up here, then let's go for the second half.
Yeah, let me see if this particular program I can do that on. We do allow that. In fact, Steve just...
See, that's keeping my... You know what it's doing, Steve? It's keeping me down where I feel in my comfort zone.
I understand.
Doing that. Absolutely. What I can do is I can at least pay my tractor off.
Uh-huh.
And I'll know that that's already paid off. And I don't have to worry about that payment anymore. It's just because that money's going to be basically... And there's a lot of other small ones that are out there, too. I could easily just knock off. I might have to... so the cash flow that's coming in, pay for some of the equipment with the cash flow. That's all there is to it.
Right. So, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me see what I can do, and let me see if that's possible in this program, and I'll call you back.
Okay. I'm going to be, try the office first.
Okay.
That's the 231-834-8619 number.
Let me make sure I have 8619, okay. Yeah, and then your mobile's a 0730, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Try office first. Okay, I will. Give me like an hour or so, hour and a half, and then I'll try calling the office, and I'll get a hold of you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Bob.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.